I appreciate this opportunity to talk about religious freedom in Mongolia. It's a good opportunity for us. What I wanted to talk about was religion and legislative regulation in Mongolia. And I just want to give you a brief description of how things are in Mongolia. There's three sections: the present state of religion in Mongolia, the state of legislative regulation of religion in Mongolia, and application of legislative regulation of religion and churches and a future approach. There's these three sections in my presentation. The nation of Mongolia, which was part of the socialist system during the Cold War, went through a democratic revolution in 1990, and the period of change and adjustment to democracy has been going on over the last 20 years. During this period, every social aspect has gone through a fundamental change as new communications, new regulations, and new values have been established. These political, economic, and social changes have greatly affected public opinions as the public conscience has emerged from a one-party system and many new ideas, freedoms, and democracy have been defined. In Mongolia, discrimination on the basis of thought, faith, or religion is considered a thing of the past, and ingraining this accomplishment is an important part of government policy. One of the fundamental changes that have occurred in the opinion of Mongolians during the aforementioned period of change is the choice of religion after decades of forced atheism and religious persecution. Today, Mongolians enjoy the freedom to choose to worship a religion or to not worship. Public opinion studies show that around 80% of Mongolian adults have a positive view of religion or actively worship some religion. This shows that in a very short period of time, the state of religion has dramatically changed from the socialist generation. In other words, during the previous 80 years, studies showed only 20% willing to admit to religious belief. In the past, the Buddhist religion was the only church serving believers in Mongolia. But going to this church to pray was for many a duty and a pledge paid to reduce the risk of many of life's impacts. Therefore, today's religious situation in Mongolia can be characterized by the following three things. Number one, the majority of Mongolia's citizens participate in religion and have chosen one of the religions. This has brought positive benefits to their everyday lives. Number two, studies have found the Mongolians have ceased to be homogenous in religion and, due to the variety of religious options available, have differentiated by associating with various religious groups and communities. Within the religious communities of Mongolia, a significant portion are continuing to follow their traditions by staying in the Buddhist religions. Studies show over two-thirds of Mongolians are Buddhist. For the Kazakh people in Mongolia, the Muslim religion is experiencing a resurgence. There is also a significant portion of the population that continue to be influenced by the traditional shamanist religion. In addition to these traditional religions, social groups are forming that support and worship non-traditional new religions. For example, groups that previously had little or no influence in Mongolia, such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Latter-day Saints, Baha'i, and the Church of Harmony, have formed groups of believers. There are also representatives of Eastern meditative religions. Thus, there is already a situation of religious diversity established. As religious communities have formed, organizations and churches have formed to represent their interests and enunciate their beliefs. As of the beginning of 2009, there are 450 religious organizations that have registered and received approval to conduct activities. Of these, 230 are Buddhist temples, or 50%, 170 are Christian organizations, 40 are Muslim mosques, and the rest are other religious organizations. The unofficial count of religious organizations operating in the countryside without official permission is above 100. From this, it is obvious that Christian and other new religious organizations have grown dramatically in recent years. The state of legislative regulation of religion in Mongolia. The current legislative regulations for religious and church affairs can be divided into three types. Number one, constitutional regulations. Number two, legal regulations defining the relationship between church and state. Number three, regulations connecting religion with other areas of law, criminal, labor, administration, etc. There are important points in the new Mongolian constitution from 1992 regarding the relationship between church and state and regarding the right and liberty of citizens to worship. Specifically, the ninth article is worth noting here. The first section of this article lays out the fundamental principle in church-state relations as follows. In Mongolia, the state shall respect religion, and religion shall honor the state. The second section defines the threshold of separation between state organizations and religious organizations as follows. A state organization may not conduct religious activities, and a church may not conduct political activities. Additionally, the Constitution states that a person may not be discriminated against on the basis of his or her religion, and further, a Mongolian citizen shall be assured the right to worship or not worship religion, and thus, even in states of war or emergency, no law may restrict the liberty to worship or not worship. This idea from the Constitution is reflected in other areas of law. Thus, our Constitution separates religious and state affairs and provides a situation and opportunity to enjoy religious freedom without interference from the state. According to the constitutional requirement that church-state relations be specifically regulated by law, in 1993, Parliament passed the law regarding state-church relations, and this is the first time in the history of our nation that a law has regulated church relations. The application of legislative regulation of religion and churches and the future approach. The law regarding state-church relations was constructed within the ideological and principal framework laid out in the constitutional passages mentioned. However, this law states that religions other than Buddhism, Islam, and shamanism are prohibited from conducting preaching, teaching, or propaganda outside the grounds of their own church, and further, foreign citizens and aliens coming with religious organizations and with the purpose of religious work are prohibited from conducting religious propaganda. Some citizens protested these points and submitted a formal complaint that the Constitution had been violated to the Constitutional Court. And in accordance with this complaint, the Constitutional Court discussed the matter and found the law to be unconstitutional, rendering these points of law null and void. Aside from this Constitutional Court decision, no other changes have been made to the 1993 law in the past 15 years. However, in the past decade, many visible changes have occurred in religious life, and a situation of many religions are existing side by side has become very real, and that is requiring religious regulations to become more specific. The requirements and criteria for granting permission to create a new religious organization need to be more clearly defined and expressed in law. In this process, avoiding restrictions on the right of citizens to worship must, of course, be a primary consideration. However, outside of fulfilling the spiritual requirements of the people, there is now a need for the state to pay attention to some ill effects that have begun to be noticed. Groups that come under guise of a new religious organization and take advantage of the naivety of our youth to advocate suicide, group intoxication, and lewd behavior. The duty to provide an environment in which religion's healthy influence and direction can be established in society and to be vigilant about views that can be poisonous to the lives and minds of the people is not only that of the religious community, but also of the state. For now, in our country, interreligious conflict has not grown enough to attract attention, but some churches and their believers have begun to exhibit undesirable behaviors such as destroying the signs or literature of other groups or distributing propaganda specifically contradicting a rival, and we believe that these issues should be addressed early. In the future, our country will be struggling with updating the law, regulating religion and churches, and making the regulations more specific, as well as adding a regulative structure to the legal framework regulating how religions interact with each other. In the great dynasty founded in the 13th century by Chinggis Khan, many nations were joined together and were given liberty to worship their own religions and kept their own traditions and religions. The historical record shows that legal protections assured no conflicts between church and state and that no particular religion was persecuted. In the modern era of globalization, Mongolia needs to consistently observe just this policy of religious freedom and individual liberty to worship and be careful in better providing opportunities for the many religions to coexist together and freely provide the people's need to worship. In the modern environment, giving people religious freedom. I hope that this meeting will help to provide that opportunity for everybody. And I'm finding a lot of good new ideas from this meeting, and I appreciate this opportunity that we've had to have this experience to meet together and talk about these things. And to learn more about the topic of religious freedom, and thank you, and good luck to all of you.